You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
That's right, it's Friday Live.
Who we got in the studio today?
Who is this? Who are you?
This is Mammalian. This is about 60% of Mammalian.
60%.
60%, yeah.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10, again.
Yeah. Well, welcome. It's good to have you guys.
It's great to be here. Good to have you guys. And you've lined up a couple of tracks you're going to play for us.
We have, yeah.
Yeah. You guys are playing at a Cross Street Music Festival.
Next Saturday.
8th
of March.
Oosh. Yes. Pretty exciting.
There's still a couple tickets, I think.
Yeah, I heard they've pretty flown out the door.
They're pretty close to gone, but maybe wait till we're finished and
then they'll be gone.
Up your mind. But I reckon go buy the ticket, and then if you don't love what you hear now, just come a little bit later.
I've been to Cross Street for like every year running, potentially, that it's been a thing, and I can recommend it pretty much.
It's a phenomenal festival. Mm. It really, really is.
It's one of the best little festivals, and I think, they're kind of missing in today's society, those little kind of fun.
Yeah, I think especially Auckland and like a street festival, it's not something we're terribly spoiled for.
No.
So it does feels particularly special for that.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, we are so excited to hear you play now and also then.
we'll move some of these mics around and we'll just put it over to you guys.
Cue mic sound effects.
That looks good, eh?
That was a good one.
Cool. I reckon
around there.
That'll still get you. You're quite loud, you were saying. Yeah. cool. This song is called I Don't Want to Live on This Planet Anymore.
It's coming up.
It's coming out next week, actually. Yes, on Tuesday. So this is sneak peek. You lucky sods.
Boy, you're lucky.
I don't wanna live on this planet anymore. I don't wanna live.
that you can breathe. The water's clean and pure. Lately I'm not so sure that this is my home anymore.
Oh, that was good, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That sounded incredible.
You don't want to live on this planet, fair enough.
Look, it's just songs are funny because they're about feelings that you have at a certain point.
Yeah.
But then you crystallize them forever. And then it's like, oh, you feel like that 100% of the times. No. Sometimes I don't.
It must be a weird experience, like, writing a song about something that you're feeling and then, you know, moving on from that feeling.
Kind of, yeah.
Everyone does.
Yeah. But then having a record of it, in a way. Yeah, well, I think, I just stop thinking about it. And then I don't, you know, it's only when somebody else...
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, fuck, that's right. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
It's like I'm reading your diary.
Yeah, well, and it's not that I don't mean it, but yeah, it's like you just don't... As you say, you kind of move on from it in a way.
Yeah.
It's a funny one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They're all transient, those feelings.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Have you got another song for us, please? We're desperate.
Yeah, well, so we've got two, if that's all right. We thought we might...
do it.
It'll seem like one. Because unless you're familiar with one of them, which is unlikely. So, because as I said, there's only 3/5 of us here. We've got Lucas playing saxophone and Kat playing guitar and myself... Josh singing and playing a bit of guitar, but normally we have David and Will playing drums and bass, but they couldn't make it today. So normally when we're missing members, we do a kind of homage to them, a bit of a lament.
I love that.
So I thought we'd do that, if that's all right, and then we'll seamlessly transition into a song called At the End of the Day.
Nice. So this is an homage to the D&B.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah. That's a good B-rave tie-in.
Yeah.
Very slick.
Very.
So yeah, this is Lament for David and Will. Ah! That's a tricky question.
Yeah, to be honest.
I think we'd probably have to. It seems to be a confusing crowd favorite.
It was incredible. I was crying tears of an emotion I couldn't name.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think it feels like a little bit of a trick in a way. I don't know, because it's not. Like, they're fine. I actually saw David like half an hour ago.
He's
fine.
He was pretty chill.
He's just not here right now.
They're alive.
But yeah. It will be 100% of us at Cross Street though.
Cool.
Fabulous. Yeah.
So no lament though.
No lament.
So if you're into that, don't come to Cross Street expecting that.
Well, it was such a pleasure.
Thank you guys so much.
Playing a great track. So you got the single dropping 4th of March.
Yes, that's right.
Which is next Tuesday.
That's next Tuesday. It's very, very soon.
That's
it.
Yeah,
and there's a music video too.
There was a video as well.
We made a video.
Yes.
And it has a video. So if you like the first song, keep your ears peeled for that one.
Please do. Yeah.
Well, thank you once again for coming up. Go and listen to their new single out on the 4th of March. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Anymore.
Which,
totally understandable.
And do grab your tickets to the Cross Street Festival. They are out the door.
Yeah, there's probably like two left.
Yep. It'll be something like that. Yeah.
There's two.
Two
or four. So you and a buddy.
Two, potentially four. Look, go and get them now.
It's a small number.
Thank you, Mammalian.
Thank you guys so much.
60% of Mammalian, yes. For coming up and playing your great tracks.
Thank you.
Someone said play some Slayer, so that's coming up next.
Friday Live on 95BFM. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.